Told Lilienthal that he had talked in San Francisco with a Soviet scientist, a technical advisor to the Soviet foreign minister, Andrei Gromyko, who had stressed that Baruch's proposal was meant to preserve America's atomic monopoly. The American proposal, he had said, was designed to permit the United States to maintain its own bombs and plants almost indefinitely, 30 years, 50 years, as long as we thought necessary. Whereas it wants Russia's uranium, and therefore her chance of producing materials, to be taken over and controlled by the ADA, Atomic Development Authority, at once. On June 11, 1946, the FBI overheard Oppenheimer talking with Lilienthal about Baruch's proposals for condign punishment. "They worry me like hell," he told Lilienthal. "Yes, it is very bad," Lilienthal replied. "Even in the short-run point of view, it will take all the fun out of it," Oppenheimer interrupted. "But they don't see that, and they never will. They just haven't lived in the right world." "They have lived in an unreal world," Lilienthal agreed, "and it is populated by figures and statistics and bonds, and I can't understand them, and they can't understand us." 2 days earlier, Oppenheimer had taken his case to the public by publishing a long essay in the New York Times Magazine that explained the plan for an international atomic development authority in layman's language. It proposes that in the field of atomic energy, there be set up a world government, that in this field, there be a renunciation of sovereignty, that in this field, there be no legal veto power, that in this field, there be international law. How is this possible in a world of sovereign nations? There are only two ways in which this ever can be possible. One is conquest. That destroys sovereignty. And the other is the partial renunciation of that sovereignty. What is here proposed is such a partial renunciation, sufficient, but not more than sufficient, for an atomic development authority to come into being, to exercise its functions of development, exploitation, and control, to enable it to live and grow, and to protect the world against the use of atomic weapons and provide it with the benefits of atomic energy.